What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Johnny Cakes Auville. Joining us right now to talk a little puck is our pal, the head coach of the Washington Capitals, Spencer Carberry. He's presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit cfaortho.com. Good morning, coach.
Morning, guys.
How do you sleep after a game like that? Do you sleep better?
Usually pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Every night.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, you got it together. How are you so freaking poised?
Yeah, do you take any melatonin? Do you have any sleep aids?
Yeah, how about a couple beers?
Because we need help every night in that department. I get the Sunday scaries every night.
I'm like a 4 hour a night guy.
Oh,
and
oh. That's
so you're exhausted
great.
By the time you get to bed.
Yeah, like I'm usually out, and then I just even if we play really well, or you still like my mind gets racing, and so I've got a checklist of like, okay, I need to do this, and this tomorrow, and then usually fairly early in the morning that my brain wakes me up. I don't need an alarm, and I'm ready to roll.
Wow. So if you're a 4 hour night guy, are you like most of your players? I'm just going to assume most of your players. Do the game day ritual of they take a nap on game day.
Oh, now, he ain't taking a nap.
Do you sneak in naps like the players do? Because the junks, I'll be honest, I hit a nap 4 or 5 days out of the week. I mean, I'm very consistent with my nap routine.
Yes. Game days, I usually will try to lay down and get like an hour.
Oh, you do?
Usually. Sometimes no, but it usually helps me because like – some of the, especially on the road, like you'll be up till 11:30 midnight, and you'll want to try to bang out some work after the game. So it'll help me be a little bit more alert, being able to cut some film.
This might sound like a stupid question, but I mean, most of my questions are stupid. But when I was at the last game a few weeks ago, so it was when I think the Bruins came into town. We sent them home sadly.
Yeah.
I was watching, and sometimes I could tell, like, you're, like, stretching your head around. Like, it's hard for you to – can you see everything from your spot, from where you are? Can you pretty much see everything?
Mostly. There's a few spots. So, like, the
behind
corners,
the net or something? Yeah.
No, the net, I'm fine. It's the corners that are on the bench side.
Uh-huh.
So sometimes, like, I can't see because the glass and everything, so I'll stand up on the bench if I need to see something down in either of those corners, whether it's in our end or the far end, because, like, your angle, it, like, is obstructed by fans and the glass and that. So sometimes I'll stand up to get a better view of those corners.
Again, forgive me because I never played hockey, and it's hard to tell when you're watching – are you the one that's calling out the next line, or just one of your assistants doing that? Are you tapping guys on the shoulder? How does that work?
So I do the forwards. So okay. All the forward lines, like I'll call who's up next.
Right.
And Mitch Love will do the D. So he deals with all who the next D pair that's coming up.
Okay.
And something funny, like, so as the game goes along, And I've gotten better at this, but I still have my go-to guys. Like Nick Dowd is my go-to guy, and Dubois as well. Is like sometimes I'm looking for a matchup, and so I'll wait as long as I can to call the next line.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll get a little bit dicey because guys know, they're like, hey, Carbs, who's going? Who's going?
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll give me like the reminder as it's getting real close to guys need to get off. We need to know who's going. And I try to hold off.
Yeah, are you hollering at them? Are you like, get off Ovi? Or are they? Does that happen?
You know what? It's such a common question. People ask me that all the time of like, how does everybody change in unison and know when to get off the ice? And it's crazy. If you've never played,
yeah,
it's hard to explain, but basically we have an internal clock.
Yeah.
Like you can go a shift for about 45 to 50 where you now can't, your output levels, like it's just the farthest the human body can go as you're going up and down the ice, up and down the ice, is about 45 to 50 seconds. So it's an internal clock knowing everybody on the ice at that point knows like, okay, it's time for me to get off. So that's why everybody comes at the same time and they know my shift's over, 45 seconds,
right,
next line up.
Right.
Before we get into this game, I'm curious, since we're talking kind of about your coaching, you've been coaching for several years now in the minors and now, of course, in the pros, your second season here with the Capitals. How's your coaching evolved? If you had to go to Spencer Carberry first year coaching to Spencer Carberry right now, what's changed?
Oh, well, I've learned a ton, and I'm always getting better and fine tuning and experience, and you just get better. It's hard to explain. It's not like you're going to school and you're like studying how to coach and handle different situations and communicate and have meetings, and you just with experience and as you get to know your players and your team better, you just become way more effective at what you're doing. Like the experiences that you go through it with your players in certain situations and games, you just get better and better and better at handling those and coaching those situations is probably the best way I can put it. So I'll give you an example. Like my individual meetings with Tom Wilson have gotten so much better than last year because I know Willie and I know his tendencies and I know his game so well, having been around it for the last 100-some-odd games and watched him every single, I know the triggers in his game that I need to help. Hey, we got to get this back on track. You're doing a great job here. Here's where we got to get better. So I think you just get better and better and better with experience is the easiest way to answer that.
Coach Carbs, this is the latest Logan Thompson weekly appreciation segment of your interview. In the last two wins, he's made 32 out of 33 and 19 out of 19 saves in the two wins over Nashville and Anaheim. 51 out of 52 saves is pretty good. He gets his first shutout as a Cap last night. In his last eight appearances, he's 7-0-1 with a 1.69 goals against and a 94.3 save percentage. And by the way, he's doing it at a salary under $800K. Brian McClellan loves that part. But he is a free agent at the end of the season. He is crushing it between the pipes for you guys.
Did he hire you as his agent?
No, that's just my own personal
research.
I'd
take the gig, though.
I'd like a piece of his next deal, though. That would be fantastic if I could get it.
Yeah, he's had a phenomenal start to the year and over the first half of the season. He's been a rock back there, and especially of late after Chucky going down and playing the Nashville game and then playing sort of his second in a row last night, he was excellent. Nashville, he stole us the game. Like they outplayed us in that game, and he was fantastic. So he's been great for us, and he's been a big part of why we are where we are, wins and losses-wise.
Are you worried about the platoon being put on hold now? Because that had been very successful for you. Like, I remember when the season started, when you were like, yeah, we're going to platoon the goalies. I was like, well, that's definitely unorthodox, but it's really worked for you. Are you concerned at all that, hey, this platoon was working well, this is going to get thrown off? It doesn't appear to be through these first two games, though.
No, and I mean, you never like to lose a goaltender to injury, and Chucky being out, I don't think it's going to be too long term, which is great news, but also it's an opportunity for LT to play some more games and show that he can play, you know, three in a row, two in a row, four in a row, whatever it might be. So I don't look at it as necessarily a negative. It's a negative losing Chucky to injury, but Logan getting an opportunity to play a little bit more is a good test for him and a good opportunity to prove and show like, hey, I want to play more. I want more opportunity, which I think it's healthy. It's fine.
All right. So we've talked to you about this kind of throughout the season. There have been times when you guys have been struggling 5-on-5. Last night, that was not the case. What are you seeing on the 5-on-5 versus the special teams?
Still working through it. Last night, better, especially in the first period. I thought that was one of our best periods we've played in a long time with the puck offensively. Spent a ton of time at the offensive end generating some good opportunities, some sustained pressure, all that stuff. I think we're just continuing to work our way through this stretch where we've lost a little bit of the chemistry in our forward lines. We don't have some of our top guys are just not firing right now like they were at the beginning of the year. And so we're still continuing to try to work through that and get some guys back executing at a real high level and playing with confidence and playing with chemistry on their line. So we moved some things around last night. It went okay. The top six didn't get on the board from a goal production standpoint. I mean, Doobie was out there in the 2-on-1 goal. He helped set up the Ethan Frank goal, but our, Duhame scores a big goal with Chychrun, and Ethan Frank scores a big goal as well. So, and then obviously John Carlson steps up and scores a big goal as well.
Joined by Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Capitals, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. Ethan Frank, you just touched on him there. What a start to his NHL career on a three-game point streak with two goals and an assist. He's a guy that's shown he can do that in the minors. He's got 79 goals across 156 games with Hershey in that span. And I saw some of your quotes about his shot. His shot has some spiciness to it, right?
Oh, yeah. He has, like we've been spoiled with the greatest shot the game has ever seen with O for so many years. Ethan Frank is one of those level below, but he can sling it. So he plays that flank where O plays down in Hershey and has scored at an astronomical rate the last couple of years from that elbow, plays the power play, can one-time it, but also can shoot off the rush like you saw last night. It is heavy, hard, accurate. He's got a great shot. And to go with that, his speed is tremendous. And he won the fastest skater. He's a three-time American League All-Star, won the fastest skater at the skills competition there. And I think it was, I don't want to be misquoted here, but I want to say it was like the fastest time ever recorded in the full lap skills competition. And so he can fly. And you saw that in the Montreal game. He beats out the icing. You saw it in the Nashville game. He gets a half breakaway on Brady Shea, who's a good skater. He can really scoot. So he's got two really elite weapons, his skating and shot, that have helped him a lot, and he's doing a great job with his opportunity here.
Coach, how happy was Carly that he scored a goal that didn't get called back last night? He gets his fourth of the season. He goes Bardowski on Gibson to get the goal. He's had three taken off the board to video review. I mean, he's just been snake-bitten with that throughout the season, right?
I know, and they've all been like borderline, like could go either way calls too. So we're sitting there on the bench, and we got a running joke that we just know it's going the other way anytime that Carly's involved in it. And he almost had two. He had another one that rung off the bar. It was a great sifter through traffic, and we needed that. Well, right now, as you touched on the 5-on-5 scoring, we need some big plays from guys to step up. Ethan Frank's done it, and John Carlson did. Scored a big goal for us last night.
By the way, Ethan Frank undrafted, Logan Thompson undrafted. How many guys do you guys have that are undrafted? I'm just curious. Do you know?
I'm going to probably say that's it.
Wow. Wow.
I'm going to say that's it. I think just those two.
That's a testament to those guys, right? That they can go undrafted and find their way into the league and still thrive.
Big time. And it's, I mean, you pull for people like that and players like that that take the road less traveled and are maybe overlooked, maybe late bloomers, maybe, you know, they had to go through some adversity and all those sorts of things. And then for them to be playing in the best league in the world and doing well and not just, you know, playing games, but thriving in the best league in the world is, everybody loves those stories, and because, you know, you can relate to them of how much they've gone through to get where they are. And both those guys are a testament to perseverance and being undrafted and being able to get where they are through hard work and overcoming obstacles.
Coach Carbs, look at Dowder last night, 8 out of 10 in the faceoff dot. He was in the zone. I know faceoffs, they're not a glamour stat like goals or assists. And I'm no hockey expert, but that's a pretty important one since it does give you possession of the puck.
Yeah, Dowder's, he's a beast in the dot. He's the first over-the-boards penalty kill for us. Any penalty kill starts with a D-zone draw, and he takes it every single time. And those are huge, huge draws. And we've started using him on the 3-on-3 as well in overtime, which he's snapped back a few massive draws because possession is so valuable, especially overtime, penalty kill, any of those situations, 5 versus 6. He won a big draw the other a few games ago to seal a win. He's our go-to guy, especially on that right shot side or the right dot on his strong side where he's pulling it back on his back end.
Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Washington Capitals, joins us on the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. So next couple games, you head to Ottawa. That's Thursday night. Then you've got a home one against Pittsburgh on Saturday. Commanders play Saturday night. So will you put that on after the game? Like, what do you do?
Scoreboard watching. Go Commanders.
There you have it. 7 p.m. puck drop against the Pens and 8 o'clock kick, I believe, for the Commanders in Detroit.
It's awesome.
All right, Coach, keep it going. First win streak here in a while. Keep that thing going.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
Yeah, you too.
Go Commanders.
Yep. Yeah, go Commanders.
There you go. Got it in twice.
Yeah. That's Coach Spencer Carberry, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit CFAOrtho.com.
Yeah, I'm sorry I had to get up in the middle.